This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
This is the Dunedin Chinese Culture Show. 欢迎收听 Dunedin 中国文化秀。
Hello everyone, welcome back to our show. You're listening to Connecting Cultures with RACI and Dunedin Senior Chinese Association. So we normally on our episodes, we'll just explore some Chinese traditions and sometimes Chinese stories, sometimes the updates about the association. Today we are doing the Chinese zodiac. So you probably know the 12 animals.And let's see what we can learn today. I've prepared something, so see if you're interested in it. Well, you know how some people say, oh, I'm a dragon, or I'm a rabbit, or I'm a tiger. So this comes from the Chinese zodiac. In Chinese, we call them 生肖. And each year is named after one animal, and it's together, it's 12-year cycle. So every year you get an animal, but the year actually does not start on 1st of January. It starts when it's the Chinese New Year, first day of the lunar calendar. So let's get started with the adventure and what is the 12 zodiac animals and also what's behind the whole thing. So a long time ago, the Jade Emperor...wanted to find a way to measure time. He decided to hold a race across the river. The first 12 animals to reach the finish line would have name each year after them. So that's pretty interesting, isn't it? So like, we'll just see which animal comes first across the river. When the animals heard this, the excitement spread across the land. So the rat, small but smart, whispered to his friend, the cat, "Let's go together."But neither could swim, so they asked the kind ox for a ride. The ox agreed and began crossing the river with the rat and the cat on his back. But just before reaching the other side, the rat pushed the cat into the water and raced ahead to the finish line. That's why, to this day, cats still chase rats, right? So, because the rat came first, the ox came second, steady and hardworking.Next came the tiger, strong and brave, who fought the current and earned a third place. The rabbit hopped from stone to stone across the water, and with one lucky leap, took fourth place. Then came the dragon, soaring gracefully across the sky. The emperor asked, "Dragon, you can fly. Why didn't you come first?" The dragon smiled and said,I stopped to bring rain for the farmers and help the rabbit cross the river. So the dragon, kind and noble, became the fifth animal. Next came the horse, galloping proudly toward the finish. But suddenly, a snake came out under his hoof. The horse jumped in fright, and the clever snake slid across the line first, becoming sixth place. The horse took seventh place.Then came the goat, the monkey, and the rooster, who built a raft and worked together to cross the river. The emperor was so impressed by their teamwork that he gave them 8th, 9th, and 10th places. After that came the dog, who was an excellent swimmer. But he stopped to play and take a bath in the clean river, so that's why he became the 11th. Finally, the pig waddled across the line.He had stopped for a snack and a nap halfway. He took the last place, 12th place, cheerful and contented. And that is how the 12 animals of the Chinese zodiac were chosen in place. Every animal in the story teaches us something in life. The rat was clever. He was showing clever thinking. The ox showed patience and strength.The tiger shows bravery. The rabbit shows quickness. The dragon shows kindness. The snake shows wisdom. The horse shows energy. The goat shows teamwork. The monkey shows creativity. The rooster shows confidence. The dog shows loyalty. The pig reminds us to enjoy life's simple pleasures. It's not just a race story. It's a lesson about who we are and how we live with others. Now, it's your time to find what your animal sign is. Here we go. It's a quick guide, but if you're born in this year, basically you are red if you're 2008. You're born in 2008, 1996, 1984. And if you do the 12 years, you probably find out, or even if you Google it, of course. In 2009, 1997, 1985, you're an ox. 2010, 1998, 1986, you're a tiger. If you were born in 2011, 1999, 87, that is the rabbit. 2012, 2000, 1988, the dragon. 2013, 2001, 1989, that's the snake. 2014, 2002, 1990, you're a horse. In 2015, 2003, 1991, you're a goat. 2016, 2004, 1992, you're a monkey. 2017, 2005, 1993, you're a rooster. 2018, 2006, 1994, you're a dog. 2019, 2007, 1995, you're a pig. And just remember, it doesn't mean that if you're born in January or February, you are definitely like that year's zodiac. Remember to check the Chinese calendar if you are between the December or the January, February babies. So basically, Chinese New Year happens, doesn't necessarily mean it's in January. Sometimes it's in February, so you need to check when the lunar calendar starts. So that's when the Chinese zodiac would start as well. So during Chinese New Year, people decorate their homes with pictures of that year's animal. Sometimes you see every year the Chinese New Year animal is different. So like you get the snake year, you get the ox year, you get the rabbit year, and then you get what, the dragon. So it depends on the year. So it's to celebrate the year. So when you're buying Chinese New Year decorations, you want to check as well. You don't want to put up the wrong year's decorations on in the house as well. So that's going to be something to take note of. And during Chinese New Year, we also get hongbao, which is the red packets. And that's the red packet where we put money in it. So it doesn't have to be much. It's just a blessing. So that's when we say 新年快乐, Happy New Year, or like sometimes you say 恭喜发财, or you say some just basically some good words to start the year with. And each year's animal is also thought to bring a different kind of energy. And most importantly, it reminds us that every person, just like every animal, has something special to offer. So you'll see sometimes it's quite interesting. When I was at school, I realized that when it's the year of the, like, if it's school year of the kids that were born in the year of dragon, there's so many classes. Basically because so many people born in the year of the dragon, because people like to have dragon kids, you know, like smart dragon kids. And then you see in the year of the snake, there will be less people at school for that year that enrolled, because many people, like, if they do planning, they will, like, oh, maybe we'll skip the snake year, you know. So it is quite interesting because you get a lot of dragon babies. Basically, you get a lot of dragon Chinese babies, really. It's really fascinating because I am a rabbit, and then every time enrollment at school, like the next year for me, like primary school, secondary school, every time the year after me, which is the dragon year, the babies that were dragon year, like the students and stuff, it becomes suddenly when we have, like, usually in the whole level of school, we have 12 classes, right? 12 classrooms. And then if it's like the year of the dragon, they probably have like 18 classrooms or something, because there's just too many enrollments for that year, you know? It is quite interesting. What else have we got for you? So what you can do with the kits at home, or if you're interested in like a Chinese session at home, what you can do is basically to learn the Chinese zodiac, you could maybe make some tea, have some fun, and then talk about the zodiac and like discover what kind of animal zodiac sign you are, which year you were born, Google it and see what kind of lunar calendar you're in, and then what animal sign. And also what you can do is you can learn the Chinese words for the animals, zodiac. So if you're a rat, you're shu. If you're an ox, you're niu. Tiger, you're hu. Rabbit, tu. Dragon, long. Snake, shi. Horse, ma. Goat, yang. Monkey, hou. Rooster, ji. Dog is gou. Pig is zhu. Make a zodiac family cycle too, like so circle. I mean, sorry. So you can know and like kind of analyze everyone, because like all the zodiac sign has different personalities, as mentioned, right? It's quite interesting if you really study it. Like you go into like a generic study of an animal, you probably see, oh yeah, this is really this person's personality. And sometimes you don't decide how your personality is. It just happens because you're born on certain years or like certain day, you know, like why you have horoscopes and you see like the zodiacs, the horoscope and the elements. Sometimes you've got like the other thing about the elements. It's got your fire, water, wood kind of thing. I don't really know about the elements. Maybe I can do a show next time on it. But yeah, that's pretty interesting to see personalities. Yeah, so this is the story of the Chinese zodiac. It's not really about who came first or last. It's about friendship, courage, and celebrating our differences, right? So like 12 animals, they all have their ways of doing things and getting across the river. So it is about differences, and we should encourage people to celebrate our differences and to accept everyone as they are. Okay, so next time when people ask you, what's your zodiac animal? At least you know the story behind it, and you know that there's 12 animals, and you know also like when you see the Chinese New Year sign, oh, this is the year of a dragon, this is the year of a snake. At least you know what's that about, right? And you don't just assume that it's some sort of animal, because it actually has, like the 12 year actually is a circle. Anyway, that's all that I've got prepared for you today on our show. I hope you enjoyed the show and learned about the Chinese zodiac. And I hope you also go and find out what your animal zodiac sign is. And thank you very much for listening. We'll have you back next time.
传简讯给我，而你为什么不解释，低着头沉默。我该相信你很爱我，不愿意敷衍我，还是明白你已不想挽回什么。想问为什么我不再是你的快乐，可是为什么却苦笑说我都懂了。自尊常常将人拖着，把爱都走曲折，假装了解是怕真相太赤裸裸，狼狈比失去难受。我怀念的是无话不说，我怀念的是一起做梦，我怀念的是争吵以后还是想要爱你的冲动。我记得那年生日，也记得那一首歌，记得那片星空，最紧的右手，最暖的胸口，谁记得谁忘了。想问为什么我不再是你的快乐，笑说我都懂了。自尊常常将人拖着，把爱都走曲着，假装了解是怕真相太赤裸裸，狼狈比失去难受。我怀念的是无话不说，我怀念的是一起做梦，我怀念的是挣扎以后
吹痛脸 旁的感觉，像父亲的责骂，母亲的哭泣，永远难忘记。年少的我喜欢一个人在海边，卷起裤管，光着脚丫踩在沙滩上，总是幻想海洋的尽头有另一个世界，总是以为勇敢的水手是真正的男儿，总是一副弱不禁风孬种的样子，在受人欺负的时候总是听见水手说，他说风雨中这点痛算什么，擦干泪不要怕，至少我们还有梦。他说风雨中这点痛算什么，擦干泪不要问为什么。
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.